Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We certainly have great belief in what we're doing, great belief in players, great belief in coaches. Until things are right consistently, we're not going to be happy. We found a way to win. That's really, really good. We did some things much better. There's some things we can do much better. So we'll just keep trying to stack days, stack wins, get ourselves back to a consistent place where we want to be, and then hopefully take it from there.
Matt Canada has belief in his offense. And after their performance last week compared to the previous 2 weeks, yeah, maybe it was the defenses they were facing. San Francisco looks like the best team in the NFL, and maybe outside of Miami. And the Cleveland Browns, who, statistically speaking, might be the best defense in all football. So there are contributing factors there. But yes, the Steelers' offense did look better in its performance against the Raiders in Vegas, in an environment that was said to me, potentially even 70-30 Steeler fans. Felt like a home game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. There are things, though, that Canada admitted they still have to work on, that still need to be ironed out, which is very true in the matter. His offensive line has progressed, have gotten better, has started to mold, have started to gel together. You're starting to see Isaac Seumalo find himself after a lot of confusion, miscommunication in the Cleveland game. And a part of that is just the new group trying to fit together. I still would get Chukwuma Okorafor out of there from right tackle. He has been gotten shredded by pass rushers. And it's not like he's the one that's going up against Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, Nick Bosa. That was Dan Moore's responsibility. Dan Moore didn't look great, but he held Myles Garrett in check. Dan Moore is Myles Garrett's biggest nemesis in the AFC North. He does not let the quarterback fall to the ground. And a lot of credit to Dan Moore for that. It's part of the reason why he might end up sliding over to right when it is indeed time for Broderick Jones. And it's time for more Joey Porter. But that's nor here nor there. But something that was very fascinating, because, hey, if Matt Canada is not very happy with the offense, what can the Steelers do about it? Well, this one came out of left field, thin air, whatever cliche you want to use. Reported by Destin Adams of ATOZ Sports, which, yes, when you hear that right away, you think, okay, this is just some random guy making up some crap and just throwing it at the wall to see what sticks. He's a little bit more credible. He covers the Indianapolis Colts. Decently credible reporter. He, according to Steelers Now, was the first to break the Isaiah Rodgers suspension this summer and even pointed out that, you know, if you're wondering if this guy should be believed in this rumor, he has broken some news surrounding Indianapolis. He says that the Steelers are one of the teams interested in trading for Colts running back Jonathan Taylor. This is the first public mention of the Steelers being in any sweepstakes to land the superstar running back out of Wisconsin after he first requested a trade back in July. Taylor has not played this year for the Colts. He's been on the PUP list since training camp, has not participated in anything, has basically expressed he don't want to play in Indianapolis. He doesn't want to be a part of it. He doesn't like the direction in which the organization is going and how he's being treated. He's been a big proponent of the running back market not being valued enough. He fits the same build as Najee Harris, wanting running backs to be valued more than they are. Now, Jonathan Taylor is a better running back than Najee Harris. He's a better running back than Jaylen Warren. But would this make any logical sense whatsoever? Because Taylor's seeking a new deal. What are the Steelers going to do? Just do a one-for-one trade with Najee Harris? That would be the only thing that would make sense in this situation. Adams has heard teams who have expressed interest in Taylor include the Steelers, the Washington Commanders, who have a couple of different backs, Robinson. They still have Antonio Gibson. Washington wouldn't make that much sense, other than the fact that they have no star power on that entire team outside of Chase Young, and he just cannot find a way to stay on the field on the defensive side of the ball. Missed a ton of last year. He's been on the field this year. The Los Angeles Rams, who traded away Cam Akers to Minnesota, they have no running game. Their offensive identity is basically Matt Stafford trying to escape from the pocket and find guys Puka Nacua, Tutu Atwell, guys you've never heard of before outside of this year until Cooper Kupp gets back. The Miami Dolphins. Could you imagine Jonathan Taylor on the Dolphins with Raheem Mostert? He looks like he's found himself. What, 3 touchdowns last week? Achane at running back had 51 fantasy points last week as Miami posted 70 points on the Dolphins. That one felt personal, didn't it? For Miami and Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel, a former ball boy for the Denver Broncos. You passed up on me to be able to work in your offense. Sean Payton is the ultimate guy you choose. Yeah, I'm going to go at it with you. The Green Bay Packers, yeah, that only makes logical sense because he's a Wisconsin guy. Green Bay ain't trading for him. With Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, that doesn't make any sense. The Kansas City Chiefs were thrown in there. So this is the point, other than the Dolphins, where you see the Steelers being mixed in with some of these top AFC teams. Kansas City, Miami, and the last team, Buffalo. Now for Buffalo, with James Cook as their back, Kansas City has Pacheco, former 7th-round pick. I don't see either team wanting to allot significant resources to a guy like Jonathan Taylor. But the Steelers wouldn't either. It would make no logical sense for the Steelers. Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren, they're a solid duo. They don't make that much money. Taylor had offseason ankle surgery. He's probably going to play for the Colts while Indianapolis listens to offers. But according to Steelers Now, the reports are saying that Taylor is maintained. He wants out of Indy following this public dispute with Jim Irsay about the running back market. He wants a new deal. The Colts haven't even negotiated with him. If you're the Steelers, and currently the big money you're paying is $18 million to number 18, Deontay Johnson on offense, you paid Isaac Seumalo a decent chunk of change at left guard, you paid Chukwuma Okorafor for, but you can get out of that deal after this year. James Daniels, Mason Cole, making them what they are. Even though I think the offensive line is starting to find something, I'm not happy with where they're at. They're not a group that collectively is strong enough right now where I feel good enough about the running game or about the guy calling the offensive plays. But the Steelers would be dumb to trade away draft capital for Jonathan Taylor. Yes, he's an explosive player. But at the financial cost right now, and compared to what Jaylen Warren brings you, and a compliment with Najee Harris, those two guys paired together probably give you as much, and with the financial aspect of it, because you're paying the number one defense in the NFL, than what Jonathan Taylor can bring you. And it's another running back. Unless this is a Najee Harris for Jonathan Taylor trade, which I don't think Indianapolis would want to do. They want draft capital. They don't want another running back that's going to complain about the running back market and is going to want a big money deal. The Colts have had a history of screwing things up when they really shouldn't. And that they should just take advantage of what they have. One thing that I like to say and strive for, appreciate what you have, but always strive for more. Indianapolis does not appreciate what it has in Jonathan Taylor. And the Steelers should not be willing to just take him off Indianapolis' hands for a second-round pick. Now, if they're offering a 4th, yeah. Jonathan Taylor is a top 7 running back in the NFL. Really solid contributing player. He's been the leading rusher in the NFL. Good player. Good runner. It doesn't make any sense, though, for the Steelers whatsoever. Now, C.J. Stroud, on the opposite hand, is the quarterback for the Houston Texans that the Steelers will go up against. He was named Offensive Rookie of the Month this past month for his first 3 weeks of play. Former Ohio State quarterback. I'm sure a lot of Steeler fans are aware of him because of that. Some of the performances that he had against Penn State in the college football playoffs that have highlighted, hey, C.J. Stroud, you know, it's a top pick. Top three pick. We'll talk about him coming up next. Fan Only Morning Show.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.